Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hour two commences now, and we've got another event to tell you about on the issue of immune integrity and the sanctity and sovereignty of your little babies, your children. Do they belong to the state? Do they belong to you? There's a group in Utah under the banner Your Health Freedom. And if you go to yourhealthfreedom.org, you'll see Kristen Chevrier. She's done amazing work in Utah for many years. And this is a symposium that I missed last year, but I think I'll make it to this year. In fact, we may be broadcasting live from it. And it includes the keynote speaker by our good friend, Dr. Andy Wakefield. And I want to welcome Kristen back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
It is, and I want to remind folks, last time we were together on the air, you were actually like a live remote broadcaster in the midst of the in Provo, Utah, Brigham Young University's stadium, outside the stadium, where the largest event in all of Utah every year is the that game, which is Brigham Young versus the Utes of Utah. And I appreciated all of your efforts out there and your willingness to interview folks on the spot, and it was a pretty interesting interaction.
That was really fun. I appreciate you letting me do that. It was a great event, and I thought we got a lot of really good feedback from it.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of activists there that were brand new, that had never done anything like a rally or an educational event like that before. And we had a little debriefing afterwards. We went and had dinner over at the home of one of the people who participated. And it was really interesting to listen to how the people felt, particularly the new people who had never done anything like it before, and also to hear the responses that they got from people. Some of them were negative and some of them were aggressively negative.
Mm.
And then a lot of them were either they heard people talking as they were walking by. So there was the people walking by and reading the signs were interacting with each other,
mm-hmm,
and discussing the issue, but not including the sign holders in their discussion. And then there were others who stopped and talked to the people who were holding the signs and asked questions. And then some shared stories of vaccine injury with their own family members. So I think the overall, the event was very successful. And since the event, I've heard personally from three people who I had never met before, who I had just, for other reasons, interacted with since that event, who said, oh, we saw you at the event. You know, not me personally, but they saw our group at the event. So I'm really pleased with the way that this went, and I think that this is one really good strategy for educating the public, because there are a lot of people who will not look at it any other way, but if they walk past a huge sign that gives them a soundbite of information that's compelling, then they're going to have to at least confront that in their minds.
Right. Well, remind everybody, well, I should say, tell everybody that's new to Your Health Freedom Group and what you're doing in Utah, Kristen, how you got involved in this, why you're motivated to do this, because some people say, well, Utah, they're not up for voting on vaccine religious freedom exemptions or anything. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but it'd be good for everybody to hear.
Right. So what got me involved initially was I had done a whole bunch of research on vaccines, and I can't even remember what motivated me at that particular moment to delve deeply, but I did. And then shortly after that, I invited Suzanne Humphreys to come and speak in Utah, and there was a timing mix-up, and she wasn't able to come. And I ended up, and this is leaving out a lot of details, yeah, but it's giving enough. I ended up having Andy Wakefield come out to speak, and we had over 250 people come to listen to him speak. And then, interestingly enough, the next session, which I had him speak in October, and then in January, February of the following year, they introduced a bill in the legislature to make it so that instead of getting a school career exemption, like from K through 12, and the way that we had been doing it, they wanted us to renew our exemptions every single year. And that would involve a fee, of course, for every child, depending on which county you were in. Some counties didn't charge fees, but if a county did, then that would be a fee for every single child. And you know, in Utah, that's a lot of children usually.
Oh, yes.
And so that could be very expensive, and also very time consuming for parents. And of course the whole idea behind it was to make it less convenient to not vaccinate, because their feeling was, and they stated this, that parents are just too lazy to go get the vaccines. And if we can make it harder to not get the vaccines, then they'll go vaccinate. So anyway, this bill came up in the legislature and there was chatter about it on Facebook. And I saw people talking about it, and I said, so who is going to put a stop to this? Hmm. And nobody said anything.
Right. So if nobody's going to do it, who better than you, right, at that moment?
Well, I just felt like it was that I was supposed to do that at that moment. And so I took it and ran with it, and we had people at the Capitol all through the session. And we were talking with legislators. We were coming up with strategies for amending the bill. And we had daily emails going out to a group of people. And bless their hearts, they lived through it. But there were daily emails saying, please make this phone call and say this. Please do this. Please, please stop making phone calls. Anyway, so we did that. And we killed the bill mostly because when it got to the Senate, the Senate amended it to the extent that when it came back to the House for approval, the House sponsor circled it, and it just never came back.
Right. But your
Your efforts,
Kristen, again, should be an example for all others. Do not wait for the crisis that has already come and gone, and it's worse in California and New York, where the activists that you know, had no idea, they were blindsided perhaps because they felt like they would never do this. They would, and they are, and they would even mm-hmm. do it, as you've seen in Utah. There are factions in Utah,
right,
of all places, where they would violate religious sovereignty and sanctity of the family, you know, and you wouldn't think that would happen, but it could happen if we fall asleep again like other states have thus far.
Right, and that is why we need to be ready all the time. We need to be educated ourselves. We need to be prepared to educate others, and we need to have an organization that is ready to move.
Well,
and so that's what Your Health Freedom is about.
Yes, yes. The symposium coming up is just that. It's exactly that. Educating folks to give them a stronger posture and knowledge base where they can move forward and help one another, family members, community, church, and, of course, into the body politic. And Dr. Wakefield has presented just recently another powerful presentation at the Truth About Cancer on the vaccine issue, and I look forward to hearing him talk about vaccine immunity, escape mutants, and virgin soil populations, because he's indicated that the evidence now shows that this mass vaccination campaign has made things worse, not better. In fact, alternate forms of these so-called childhood infections, some call them diseases, and, in fact, caused an aberrant immunity so that people are more vulnerable and susceptible than ever before.
Right. That's exactly right. It's the same thing that happened with antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
There are several different aspects of this that are things that we need to be concerned about. But there's the unintended consequences of the vaccine program are similar to those of the antibiotic program, where we thought we were doing a wonderful thing and we ended up creating a whole new monster.
Yeah.
And that is what we're doing now. So education on that aspect of the discussion, and also education on how our legislators are being manipulated by false information. Carl Kamthack will be talking about that. And then we have James Lyons-Weiler, who will be talking about vaccine-induced immune issues, autoimmune issues. And then we have a group of other people who will be talking about ways to bolster your own immune system so that you can keep yourself and your family healthy and strong while helping to fight to protect our freedom to make that choice.
Exactly. So important. So this is the second year? Because I remember hearing about it last year, but I was too late. Is this the second year, or has this been going on longer than that?
Yeah, you were just barely too late. You actually got here right before, and I was so frantically busy at that point that I just didn't have time to engage, and I apologize for that. So this is our third year.
Okay.
We did a symposium the year that the vaxxed bus was making tours all over. Well, they did that for a year and a half or so, but
yes.
It was the first year we actually had the vaxxed bus at the symposium the first time. And we had Suzanne Humphreys and Polly and Andy and I'm trying to think of the other people that we had. Anyway, mm-hmm. It was a great group. It was stellar. And unfortunately, the video that we got of it didn't work.
Mm.
So that makes me really sad. But yes, this is our third year, and we've grown every year, and we've got a really good start for this year on ticket sales. So we're looking forward to having a nice big group, and we've got several vendors coming who have some really interesting things to share. So lots of great things happening, and I'd just like to encourage everybody who's within driving distance. I guess there's still time to fly. It's still 2 weeks away.
You can still get there, and I'd encourage everybody, if you're in the area out in the western states, come on through to Salt Lake. A little south is a place called South Jordan. It's in the Salt Lake metro area. And it'll be at the American Heritage Campus of South Jordan. And it's Friday, November 1st, Saturday, November 2nd. Registration mm-hmm. 8 a.m. each day until 5 p.m. on Friday until 6 p.m. on Saturday. There's early bird pricing. Jump on it really quick. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, Kristen, I appreciate you dropping in today to let folks know about it.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. And I hope that your listeners will buy tickets or whatever they need to do to get there to hear and educate themselves and just be prepared to defend their freedom to make choices.
All right. We'll see y'all there. Be back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm just sitting and I'm listening to all this. There's something wrong with this picture. There's something wrong. It's. And, you know, the gentleman, I thought, asked some very good questions. As a matter of fact, the whole panel, when you've got this combination of shots, and you go from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 88, it seems to me somebody would say, wait a minute, let's put brakes on this, and at least let's try to figure out whether, if I'm giving a baby 9 shots in a day, whether that, I mean, how much impact that's having. I don't know how we, I mean, it just seems logical. I mean, if they gave me 9 shots, I would, you know, I don't know what that, and I know you said there's a body of evidence with regard to vaccines. Mr. Chairman, I don't know where we go from here, but I mean, it just seems to me somebody ought to say, wait a minute, let's put some brakes on this, and not saying don't deal with vaccines, just look at, you know, whether the multiple shot, situation is causing this. And I wish you could see the people behind you. They're grown men that have been crying behind you. And women crying. And it's I just hope that we can, you hear the frustration coming from here. And I'm just sitting here and I'm just saying, wait a minute, it just seems like somebody would say, is there something, maybe there's an issue here? And let's err on the side of keeping children safe, even if we had to, you know, do a pause and get 1 shot a day?
That's Elijah Cummings. And he was, a few years back, very reasonable on the issue of vaccine, at least logical. He was thinking logically about this. And I wanted to play that because Elijah Cummings, Democrat civil rights era icon, passed away. Now, We have been very direct in our disdain for Elijah Cummings, specifically on the vaccine issue, but this was a good reminder that there was a time previous to something happening, something occurring, that he was thinking reasonably and logically, listening to those who were coming to him saying, hey, there's a problem here. These kids are getting massive shots, and there's a problem that's happening afterwards. And in a hearing, he's actually asking questions. Imagine that, actually asking questions that made sense. And then we tell you the story since that point in time of him interacting with the Nation of Islam, who he's friends with, Louis Farrakhan and brother Tony Muhammad. And granted, you and I, most of us don't agree with everything that the Nation of Islam does, but we always look to find places of commonality, places where we can come together and go, you know what, we're aligned in this, and that's okay to do. And on the issue of the vaccine front, the Nation of Islam has become very aware and has been, you know, putting information out. Tony Muhammad has, you know, appeared on this show talking about this issue with Ty Bollinger as well, and the truth about vaccines. And then years later, after that C-SPAN episode, I don't even remember what year it was, Super Don, if you can figure out what year it was, let me know, that Elijah Cummings was asking those questions in a hearing in Congress. And then there was a question being put forth to Elijah Cummings about the CDC whistleblower. Let's have hearings. Let's do something about this. Our children are being harmed disproportionately. You know, if we talk about subpopulations, African-American communities, we talked about the whistleblower at CDC. You've seen vax from cover-up to catastrophe. And then at that point, he said, yeah, I'll look into it. Then on another call with Tony Muhammad, he asked him what's going on. He hung up on him. So I can't deal with this. That somebody got to him some years ago now, where he was willing to look at the third rail of medical politics as it relates to our children and say, yeah, there's a problem here. Can we look at this? And I'm not saying that he was going far enough. I'm not saying that at all. But the fact that he was acknowledging and questioning is like, oh, okay. Then somebody got to him. And, you know, what compromising position would cause someone to sell out their reason for being? If Elijah Cummings was true to his word to say, you know what, I'm here for the civil rights. I'm here to protect my fellow African Americans. And then suddenly given an opportunity to say, you can protect them from vaccines. Here we have a whistleblower acknowledging that they're at triple the risk of just about everyone else. Their white brothers and sisters, their Hispanic brother, you name it. And then he says, I can't deal with it. Click, hang up. What does it tell you about the compromising situations our politicians, however good they may have been at one point in time, that Elijah Cummings had reported and asked these questions that were pointed and reasonable, even if he wouldn't go or didn't go as far as we would go? And now he's dead, taking to the grave whatever it was they had on him that made him sell out his people at that point when he could have risen to the challenge and said, you know what, let's get the CDC whistleblower William Thompson into Congress. Let's subpoena him. Let's ask the questions, the tough questions. And that did not happen.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There are fresh battle lines being drawn in the 2020 presidential campaign. It started when former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton suggested that current primary contender Representative Tulsi Gabbard is being used by the Russians, who could be plotting a third-party run to siphon votes from the eventual Democratic nominee. Gabbard, in a scathing response, called Clinton, quote, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that has now sickened the Democratic Party. Two politicians in the Democratic primary, Andrew Yang and Marianne Williamson, have sided with Tulsi Gabbard. Yang tweeted that Gabbard, a veteran, quote, deserves much more respect and thanks than this. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, recently in New York State, they did away with the religious exemptions for vaccines. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of moms out there and dads fighting this thing, RFK Jr., filing lawsuits. Mm-hmm. And ABC News did, and I'm pretty happy actually with this article that they did here, because what they're doing is they're highlighting a couple of families, and they're talking about how these children had exemptions. One of these kids has autism. Mm-hmm. And had a bad reaction. They determined a bad reaction after vaccination. And so here is an example of a child that had an exemption, and After this law was passed, mm-hmm. now this child, even though the exemption that this child had was directly related to a vaccine,
mm-hmm.
the new standards in the state are saying, no, your exemption is no good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so this child now has been forced to be homeschooled by the parents. And so this article highlights this child. I think there's another one that they highlight in here.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, this mom found a neurologist. The neurologist completed the state required form
mm-hmm.
for the school district, recommending against additional shots because of the history of seizure activity triggered by the immunizations. But the district instead went by the advice of the state health department official who recommended against the exemption. So what you've got is, this is just a perfect example of, and I told you so,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, the parents, the activists, the attorneys, everybody was saying, look, what you're doing is you're destroying the doctor-patient relationship. Here you've got a situation where this child's neurologist has been in the life of this child for the past 9 years, and instead, some lady in Albany that has no idea who this child is, what their history is, what the situation is, just read a piece of paper and said, no, we're not accepting your exemption.
Yeah. Well, and we got the people of New York that are guilty as well. The ignorance shows in the comment section. If we go back to the article.
I am so glad. You know, yeah. The thing is, I didn't tell you about the comment section when we were reading this.
I went right
you
there.
Obviously went there, and I was just going to say that it's enraging.
Yeah.
You look to see at the ignorance in here.
If this family really have good medical reason for their children to be exempted, the state should allow them exemption. Yet too many. See, that's okay. That's your reason. Yeah, all right. But again, you're looking at the state granting. This is the problem, the starting point, that we're looking at the state claims ownership. It grants exemption, which means you have to opt out. You don't have to opt in. That's wrong already. All right. That's the start point. But then this commenter says, yet too many are abusing the system by getting, there's no evidence in California that anybody abused the system and got exemptions when there was no real medical reasons for it. So these people are making assumptions just as the state is. They are statists. They are collectivists. Also, too many people are using religious reasons as well. Again, we've got the people arguing against religious freedom because they disagree with your religious beliefs. The people of New York deserve what they're getting. And I know it's a harsh thing to say. If I want you to get out of New York as I want you to get out of California, let them implode at this point. Because there's no support. There's very little to no support. And yes, I know RFK and others are suing the state. But the fact that we have to sue the state to back them down, it tells you how far we've drifted from original intent, original ideas, concepts, and freedom coming from God, not government. And the people are arguing that, oh, yeah, these people are abusing. And other ignorant arguments like, well, you think you'll suffer getting the vaccine. Just imagine getting the disease.
You know, one of the things that crossed my mind here with these people that are talking about religious exemptions and they're, you know, poo-pooing the idea of a religious exemption,
mm-hmm.
I think that might have something to do with the fact that if you look at the statistics, and I've seen this over the years, where religion is not what it used to be in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people that now just basically just don't have any religious, belief or even inkling at this point. So, you know, if you just don't have any religious beliefs at all, or you just don't care, then if somebody comes up and says, I want to have, an objection to something, yeah. exemption on religious grounds, mm-hmm. that person's probably just not going to care, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's because they don't agree, whether they're atheist or whether they just don't have a belief at all in that situation. So, because I would be shocked if this person that is poo-pooing the idea of a religious exemption has strong religious beliefs. I can't imagine
an open disdain for people who have religious convictions at this point. Wouldn't you say among the liberal intelligentsia? Is that, I mean, you know, it, not to jump on a hot button issue, because we know in conservative talk radio that's what you call a gimme. You start railing on that and everybody goes, yeah, you know. We don't do live call-ins because it derails the focus of the show. Right. It does. We'll take recorded call-ins because we got an idea where we want to go. But we don't try to do clickbaity stuff for the purpose of stimulating.
The low-hanging fruit of talk radio.
In fact, it's funny because earlier today, before all the chaos hit, we were talking about some of these webinars and what do they call these things? Online forums, online.
Online webinar seminars, presentations and
so,
stuff like
that. We've participated in some. I'm engaged in doing like the Get Off Your Sugar Summit with Dr. Daryl Joffrey. I'm doing some interviews for that. So there are great, great things out there. And I'll get a lot of these things and we'll promote them, help out those that are interested in the topic. It certainly helps us when you click through and get those things. And there's, stuff that comes through to me. I'll just forward it to Super Don because he's the man when he handles that. And there's, I don't know, sexual health summits too. And I'm like, that's a part of life.
Listen, since you brought it up, okay, so you forwarded me this one, and you just assumed it was like something that we had signed up for.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That.
I just like, Super Don, I know you can handle it, so you tell me. No, we're not engaged in this one.
So I'm looking at this. I'm trying to see if I can pull it up real quick. I'm looking at this thing that you forwarded to me, and it's talking about like, I just want to be nice about the way that I describe this in case there's children listening. But let's say it's talking about things like marital aids.
Okay.
And different
positions in space.
Positions. And I'm just like,
I didn't know that. I just forward. Like
I'm,
you said,
I'm not feeling comfortable about promoting this on the website. Why are you forwarding this to me?
And I didn't know. I didn't read it. It's like, Super Don, take it. But the thing is, we're not a couple of old dudes that are prudes. That's not the point.
No.
But we have an audience, and we honor the audience. And, this is a largely family audience, if there ever was one. We have, some things that we'll get. Now, Liam Sheff would push those boundaries with us 3 years ago because, it was an adult format too. But, I'm just saying on the religious front, you can still respect people who have views different than yours. And I guess, that's lost here. There's no cordiality. I mean, it's all lost at this point where they actually look at people with religious beliefs as subhuman, and they're not afforded the rights that liberal socialists, collectivists would want, which is what? Free stuff from everybody, mandatory ability to kill babies before they're born. I mean, it's just an insane scenario that we're seeing right now. Should we try to squeeze in one of the questions of the day?
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, it is question of the day time, and we are going to go to our first question from Lori. And I know who this is, Lori. I know you appreciate you. You've been a longtime supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. She says, greetings to all. Okay, high blood pressure. I take selenium 450 daily, micrograms, 3 chromium daily, 100% whole food. I know Lori's doing the right stuff. 6 silica daily. Vitamin D3 daily, omega-3s daily, B12 several times a week. I basically only drink water and 1 coffee daily. I'm 40 to 45 pounds over ideal weight. Tons of pressure at work along with serious relationship issues. My dentist took my blood pressure today and it was 178 over 98. It has been running in that range. I need help praying you tell me to adjust what I already have because I'm tapped out financially. Much love and gratitude. I joined your Patreon membership and truly wish it would be at a higher level, Lori. Lori, God bless you. You of all people, and we've been talking about the Patreon thing recently, Super D, of course, putting out extra stuff, bonus stuff for those that can. And I know $4.99 a month, honestly, it's not a lot at the lowest level. And most people can do that even if they're really in rough shape. It's not us wanting to say, oh, yeah, we want to take some from you. But if we didn't have this Patreon account going, we would have been in big trouble over the last few days because of what happened with the Russian hack attack or whoever hacked the website. So, Lori, again, God bless you. Appreciate you. I think you're key because you're doing a lot of the right things. A lot of the right things. I know you're on whole food forms of supplements. You said it, stress. And I think that alone is enough to create the emotional impact on the physical body, that blood pressure rises. How do you escape that pressure? How do you escape that stress? And I'm not saying take heavy medication, although I would say cannabis, CBD particularly. If you need the THC, that you have to determine that. But something that can ease it. Now, in terms of other things that can ease emotional stress, exercise, getting out there and, chopping wood, whatever it is to get that out of your physical body, you know, brisk walks, things like that, contemplated prayerful meditation, exercise, or along with the physical exercise, practice imagining turning over your troubles to the Holy Spirit, to Spirit, to God, because there are things that you don't have control over. And I think that's clear to you at this point. If you did, things wouldn't be the way they are regarding the relationships and the work stress and all the things you're going through. Now, if there is, you said you were going to the dentist. I don't recall. Do you still have mercury amalgams? Those kinds of things can create stress on the liver, the kidneys, and that plays a huge role, obviously, in blood pressure issues. Or can it be, you know, can exacerbate the emotional toll that you're suffering with right now because of all the stress relationship issues. But strengthen your relationship with the Creator, with God, and overwhelm the hurt and the pain from the other relationships that haven't gone where you would have liked them to go, that haven't been fulfilling to you for any number of reasons that may be the case. And that, you know, the things I'm talking about are not going to cost anything but time and commitment and dedication to practice. Now, how you do contemplative prayer, you know, whether it be with the image of that which you perceive to be the highest and most spiritual and holy, or whether you sing sacred words, mantras, that can alter the vibration of your very being. I don't have any quick answers to that. But perhaps I can call you at another time off the air and we can go a little deeper, because I know how, from what you've told me, how deep that rabbit hole goes. But my prayers, and I'm sure all of you out there who know Lori, send her your love and support and prayers that she can get through this and reduce that dangerously high blood pressure without resorting to toxic chemicals that force it down because of the risk associated with that level of blood pressure.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got to answer some questions real quick because we got a few minutes before we end the show. This one's from Kathy. It says, "Hi, I was diagnosed with advanced uterine stromal sarcoma. During this last surgery, I lost a good kidney. I want to treat it naturally." Here, let me show you all as well, because you can watch now that our website's back up. You can actually see the comment. I live in between Houston and Austin. I need some non-toxic treatments that are not hard on the intestines. I have not had any chemo. I would be so grateful if Mr. Bell or somebody would give me some direction as to where to go. I would like to go where the Rife machine is available. Please help. Thank you kindly." Okay. If you go to Not a Nurse and Not a Doc, the group on Facebook, you will get protocol after protocol for dealing with all kinds of cancers. Now, whether you use Rife technology or not, we have the frequency technology available to us, and that's available through Synergy Science. If you go to SynergyScience.com or RobertsWater.com, you find the Echo Water. If you can get one of those, you can finance them too for as little as $20 a month. And you're probably already spending that much on water if you're having water delivered to you. A lot of people getting cleaner water that way, but unfortunately coming in plastic bottles, it's not as clean as we would like. So if you need to filter your water anyway, get the Echo Water, and you can receive frequencies you can program into the mix. Talk about Rife, homeopathics, Hulda Clark's frequencies for her remedies, things like that are available to you. But what would I say here? You're between Houston and Austin. I don't know. I'm not in Texas.
There are a lot of holistically inclined healers in that arena. And if you're talking about treatments that are not hard on the intestines, then we're looking to use food as medicine. And, in fact, looking to heal the intestines. Even intravaginal use of the silver hydrosol can help heal tissue. And that was the one thing when we didn't get to in the first hour, or let's say in the V-Science Bites or follow-up with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, because we talk at length about the clearing of the HPV, disputing it causes the cervical cancer years later. That's not the point. But inflammation and injury to tissue that's not healing. Silver is the great accelerator for healing tissue. And one of the talks I'm going to be giving, I'll be speaking about molecular hydrogen with Paul Bertero next week at the Health Freedom Expo. But the lecture I'm going to give on Sunday will go more into silver and more studies now showing its oncolytic properties, how the silver ions can have a direct impact on cancerous tissue and also help to regenerate healthy tissue. That's one of the things silver does. If you've got a problem with that, take it up with God. God created silver. But you're going to need 100% whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon to restore connective tissue integrity, and that will be in the Not a Nurse and Not a Doc group. You have to ask to be part of it, that they will give you protocols that you can access and begin to use whole food supplementation, not harsh on the intestines. In fact, if you need additional help for the intestines, the CanGest, Alta CanGest, which is part of the protocol. So let's go back. We got one final question. See if I can squeeze it in before we wrap up. This is from Brittany. Hey, you guys. That's what I'm hearing. These last few weeks, I have been having headaches every single day and feeling very fatigued. I've always eaten quite a healthy diet, although I'll admit I'm not always perfect. I began taking selenium, GTF chromium, and silica 3 to 4 times a day a few weeks ago, and that's the only thing I can recall changing in my lifestyle since the headaches and fatigue have started. I did get my hands on some Plus CBD red and gold and have been taking these morning, noon, and night to help with the headaches. What am I doing wrong? I'm 24. I've never had any health issues. Thank you guys for all that you do, Brittany. Brittany, it's a fair question. I will say that sometimes when you're on a healing protocol and you begin to restore function to the liver and the kidneys, that there is something called a Herxheimer event, a healing crisis, temporary worsening of symptoms. Symptoms come out because your body is cleansing and you're not getting it out fast enough. And this is where I will say if you're not doing the CanGest tea, do that. And if you won't do that, then you're going to have to do coffee enemas. Because the 100% organic coffee and the liquid being clean water, brought to room temperature, rectal instillation for about 15, 16, 18 minutes, lying down on your side, that will accelerate the detox, the cleanse, the dumping of the poisons that are accumulating in your tissues, trying to get the heck out of your body, dumping straight out into the colon for immediate elimination. And that could be the difference for you because your fatigue and headaches are very real. But they're not caused directly by the supplements that you're doing that are correct and right. But they're caused because the body is now mobilizing and strengthening against the things that have been in your young body and trying to get it out fast as possible. Thanks again to our friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio for your best deals. CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com, RSB15 to get your 15% off as well. RSB10 for Synergy Science to get your best deal on Echo Water and the key technology to protect against harmful EM field disruption. Thanks for being here, y'all. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.